Welcome to the DevCon Archives, featuring top sessions from the latest DevCon, which took place in Bangkok in November 2024. These episodes spotlight some of the best talks from the largest Ethereum developer conference, showcasing the technical advancements, mission, projects, and novel ideas shaping the Ethereum ecosystem. All talks have been recorded. You can find them on archive.devcon.org. Let's dive into today's featured talk.
Thank you.
Okay, so I believe that the most important thing is to implement new idea and the mechanism into society. If you ask me the way to start is implementation into real society, I will answer in rural area of Japan where the population is rapidly declining. And Japan's population peaked in 2018 and has continued to decline. And it is fair to say that Japan is one of the countries in the world with the most declining aging population. And it will be become a serious issue not only Japan, but also East Asia also. Thailand is about to center a time of population decline. The map of Japan is colored by red by local governments that predict it to likely disappear by 2050. About 40% of the more than 1,700 basic local governments are in danger of disappearing. We have decided to focus our attention on Japan's local community and local government to develop and implement a new community operating system, local coop, by taking back the roles previously left to government agencies and putting them in our own hands. We will build a foundation for the more flexible and fulfilling way of life. Numerous small community will be created, and the people who move freely between them will solve problems and create a new value through the co-creation and the mutual assistance. Local coop is a truly a mechanism for the founding the local commons whereby local assets such as vacant houses and the best forests in a community can be accessible and nurtured as commons while raising funded external resources. The goal is optimally redistribute and invest commons and a common fund without the involvement of the former government or council in governance. Now let's describe the specific case study. The first case is Yamakoshi Village, a type of depopulated area in Japan. Currently, Yamakoshi Village has a population of less than 770 and is facing difficulty in maintaining the infrastructure that is essential for daily life. With a sense of crisis that their village will disappear if nothing is done, we are contacted by the villagers about 3 years ago and offered this proposal. Let's let people around the world know what is going on in Yamakoshi Village and gather our friends. So let me show the video.
This is the rural community of Yamakoshi, Japan.
In 2004, a massive earthquake hit this part of Japan.
Many left and never came back.
To
help deal with this, Haruka's got some ideas in the digital space. When you buy an NFT, it's almost like your passport to be a digital villager. Do you have now?
今、1012人。
There's 1,012 people that have
bought NFTs. Yes. 日本に住んでても、世界に住んでても、誰でもNFTを購入できて、誰でも山越しの仲間になれます。
It's worth not underestimating the value of that legacy, and I hope Web3 technology can help bridge the divide between young generations and historical legacies.
Currently, the number of digital villages, both domestic and international, exceeds 1,700, more than double the number of the real villages. The second is about the relationship between the sustainably regenerated nature and the sustainable local community. We have focused on the abundance of nature in Japan. 70% of the country land is forested, and the archipelago is surrounded by the sea. On the other hand, as a result of the decline of forestry and the other industry, planted forests have become desolate, creatures are disappearing, fish are harder to catch, and the risk of the landslides and the other disaster is increasing. It is important to guarantee economic feasibility while restoring the cycle of nature. Sinla makes it possible to raise funds for the maintaining of Japan's local forests and the oceans by allowing pre-holding rights for the carbon credit to be created to be exchanged on the blockchain. By using the funds raised to maintain natural resources, carbon credit can be created. The project is also promoting the democratization of the emission trading so that individuals as well as companies, both domestic and international, can participate in the trading. As our first site for creating a carbon credit, we have a partnership with OSST. On the other hand, carbon credit are not only things generated from the forest maintenance. We are working to create biodiversity forests and restore the nature that humans have destroyed, to create a watershed where diverse creatures can return and the disaster are less likely to occur. The forest is now in a position to generate carbon credit worth 330,000 US dollars per year. This model, which can be financed while caring for the local nature, is beginning to be deployed in the other regions. Local coop the practice is still in the process, but we have discussed with a specific example. We are forming the Commons Fund with a steady stream of the funds and the resources through the multiple channel. The Commons Fund is matched using methods such as a quadratic funding. In Japan, we are currently conducting demonstrations in four areas and plan to conduct a demonstration outside of Japan in the near future. Local coop is a strategy to start by creating a subsystem of local government in Japan, which is facing the rapid population decline, and it's an excellent opportunity to design the original radical self-government. We intend to develop local coop as the main system to implement a plural world where people freely move between multiple communities and help each other, creating the communities that are self-sovereign but necessary for survival. Thank you.
Thank you. It's very interesting because some of the community members in Taiwan actually get a resource to buy one of the NFTs. So we're technically one of the villagers. Any questions from the audience? Anyone? Okay, Dev. Oh, I'm going to throw it. Oh, oops. Very far.
Nice. Thank you so much for that very brief, overview. I was wondering if there's ways, like for people outside of Japan who maybe don't have a Japanese passport, to participate in these kind of schemes. Is that part of the conversation? Is there any way to design in digital nomads to come in and experience even for short periods of time?
In Japan, there's some kind of discussion about the digital nomad visa ID. But it's kind of separated. So now we are for example, Nishikigoi NFT is just a digital resident certificate NFT. So you can participate in the discussion, and then you can participate in the voting, and then also you can visit to the village and stay and talk with local resident and people and participate in the festival, something like that. And it's interesting. There's so many elderly people, over 80, 90 years old, but they all realize digital villagers. So if you are a digital villager and go to the Yamakoshi village, probably elderly, the little obachan, grandmother, grandpa, and ask you, where are you from? Are you a digital villager? Wow, welcome to Yamakoshi. That's happening. They have no idea about blockchain, Ethereum, but they realize the relationship between the local resident and the, you know, outside of people, digital villager. That's wonderful, I think. Thank you for your question.
Thank you. I'm sorry, but we only...
Thank you for listening. Be sure to visit archive.devcon.org to watch and listen to all the other DevCon talks. We look forward to seeing you next time.